You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
And once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are joined by Mike Goldman, a nationally recognized speaker, consultant, and author of the book, Performance Breakthrough, The Four Secrets of Passionate Organizations. He has over 25 years of experience consulting and coaching companies from the local entrepreneur to the Fortune 500. Mr. Goldman, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much. Good to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So for starters, in the new edition of your book, Performance Breakthrough, you talk about how important it is for everyone in the organization at all levels to be passionate about their work. Why is this so important?
Yeah, it is critical, Eric. If you look at the Gallup organization did a study a number of years ago and found that only 29% of employees were truly engaged in their work. And that sounds horrible, but it sounds even worse if you turn it around. I looked at that and said that means 71% of employees are really just sleepwalking through the day. And what I found in companies is that the biggest obstacle for growth is not having the right strategy or anything like that. The biggest obstacle to growth is companies having the right people. So if you don't have the right people, if those people aren't passionate and engaged with what they're doing, then you're never going to get where you want to go. So you really want passionate employees. It's going to make you more productive, more creative, more profitable. And what happens when you've got really passionate people on your team is they're going to refer other really passionate people to come work for you, and that's exactly what you want.
What's the number one obstacle small and medium-sized businesses face when they're trying to scale up?
Again, it's really about people. You can't have an incredible company unless you've got incredible people. And the companies I work with, and my focus these days is really small and mid-market companies. The biggest problem they have is wow, we can't find the right people. And if they find the right people, they're worried about productivity of those people. So, you know, again, even if you have the right strategy, if you've got the wrong people, it doesn't matter. Jim Collins, you know, stealing from him, Jim Collins in Good to Great said the first thing you've got to do is get the right people on the bus. And, you know, once you've got those right people on the bus, you got to make sure they're in the right seats. And, you know, part of the challenge is sometimes you got to work to get the wrong people off the bus. So that biggest obstacle really comes down to people. The question I like to ask my clients when I start working with them is, if you had a chance to do it all over again, would you enthusiastically rehire everyone on your team? And when I say that, I typically get some snickers because they realize that that's not the case. And an honest answer to that question is really the beginning of revolutionary change for folks as they're scaling up. One interesting measure, Tip Kendall, who's the founder and CEO of the Container Store, likes to say that one A player equals the productivity of three mediocre performers. I think companies understanding that and living that is typically the biggest obstacle.
Good stuff. Now, you've worked with different companies throughout the years when they've encountered the growing pains of scaling up. What do you find companies are doing wrong, and how can they improve when growing?
Yeah, I find companies make mistakes in four different key areas. One of them we already mentioned. One of them is people. And people is really about having the right folks on the bus, and it's really about happiness. You have the right people, you're going to be happy. The second area people make mistakes is strategy. Strategy from really two standpoints. One is, you know, beyond just a marketing slogan, do you really have something that's going to differentiate you from the competition? Question I like to ask is, what's the biggest problem your core customer has that you solve better than anybody else? And the first part of that question gets to really knowing who your core customer is. And that's typically one of the first challenges organizations have is really understanding who their core customer is. A lot of them like to say, well, we can do business with anybody. And that's not the right answer. So people make mistakes in the area of people, number one. Strategy, number two. Execution, number three. You can have a great strategy, but if you're not executing day in and day out with discipline, with accountability, it doesn't matter all that much. And one of the reasons companies stop executing with accountability is because they create a plan at the beginning of the year, and then 3 to 5 months later, that plan's out of date. So they stop holding each other accountable, as they probably should, to that outdated plan. So what I do with my clients, kind of combining strategy with execution, is we're actually replanning the business every quarter. These 90-day sprints of getting work done. So anyway, the first mistake is in the area of people. Second mistakes happen within strategy. Third is within execution, which is really about having the right priorities aligned throughout the organization, measuring the right things so you know whether you're progressing, and also having the right meeting rhythms. Those are all part of strategy. And the last area is cash. And cash, obviously, you can go for a while in your business without the right people. You can go for a while without the right strategy. You're out of cash. It's like Monopoly. Game's over. So you've got to make sure you've got enough cash to kind of keep things going as well.
Today we are joined by Mike Goldman, the author of the book, Performance Breakthrough, The Four Secrets of Passionate Organizations, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Mike, what companies out there really get it? How are they creating a passionate, more involved workforce?
Yeah, it's interesting because, in the market I work in, where I'm working with these small and mid-market companies, they don't always have the money that a Google does to have dog walking services and haircuts on premises and dry cleaning right there and free food and all this stuff. So the smaller mid-market organizations need to work a little harder. And I've got a number of case studies in my book of companies that really get it. One of those organizations is an organization called the Greater Mankato Growth Organization in Minnesota. They're kind of a combination chamber of commerce and economic development organization. And one of the things they do, one of the secrets of passionate organizations in my book is leverage. And leverage is really about leveraging strengths rather than beating people up for their weaknesses all the time. And Greater Mankato Growth does so well with that. One of the things they do is they use a tool called StrengthsFinder to better understand people's talents and strengths when they come on board. And they actually keep a big matrix of everybody in the organization and what their strengths are. And they will be in a meeting discussing something and realize, wow, in order to make the right decision here, we really need someone with this talent or this strength. And they'll go out using that matrix and find someone who may have nothing to do with that meeting, but bring them into the meeting just because they've got that strength. And they really have found that in other ways to leverage the strengths of all of their employees. And, the result of that has been an incredible retention rate of their members. 30 to 40% of businesses in their area are members, compared with other regional centers that are more like 10 to 15%. Another great example is a client of mine called Dial America in New Jersey, and they do inbound and outbound call center services. And they had their service organization, which doesn't typically sell. That's not their sales organization. They created, using the secret in my book I call celebration, they actually created a contest for people to have fun to take their service folks and get them involved in selling new work. And they gave out a lot of prizes, had monthly awards, and in the first few months they brought on 3 new projects, just putting that contest and that kind of themed process in place. And 3 new projects for them is kind of a big deal. So those are a couple of companies that are small and mid-market companies that are really taking this stuff and doing it right.
Great examples. So circling back to your book, Performance Breakthrough is written in a narrative style, which is a bit unusual for a book about scaling businesses. Why did you choose to write it in this way?
a number of reasons. You know, I'm a crazy reader. I'm reading about two or three books at a time, a lot of business books. And what I find in a lot of these books is there's a lot of great books, but in a lot of them, there's 30 pages of really, really good stuff, great ideas. And then because they had to fill out a whole book, there's then another 250 pages of fluff that I didn't really need. And I know everybody loves a good story. So I decided to write my book as a story, to make it an easy read, to get the point across in a really understandable way. It's actually semi-autobiographical. It's about a business owner with a family, and one of his kids has something called Asperger's syndrome, which is something my son has, and it's all about how this guy took his business from kind of the depths of despair to success using these four secrets. And interesting thing is where the idea came from is I was at a kind of an Asperger's support network conference with my wife, listening to a pretty prestigious therapist talking about how to raise resilient children. And he was going through these concepts, and I was amazed. I nudged my wife. I said, everything this guy is talking about is what I tell companies to do to create a more engaged workforce. And the idea of the book spawned from there, that I take this idea that there are things that work with your family at home. Those same things could work when you go out and work with a company. So it made it kind of a much more important journey for me in writing it, because it hit so close to home, and the response I've been getting is that people really get a sense that this is a real story and really get into the story even before I tell them it's semi-autobiographical.
Lastly, for our listeners, what is the one thing you'd recommend they go out and do right now with their businesses?
Yeah, I really think, I'm going to cheat a little bit, and I'm going to mention two things. One is that question of, would you enthusiastically rehire everyone on your team? I think leaders need to ask themselves that question and answer it honestly. And if they come up with what most organizations come up with is the answer is no, I would not enthusiastically rehire, then they need to come up with a plan for what they're going to do about. How are they going to make sure that they're kind of re-recruiting the A players in their organization? What should they be doing with the C players? And I think we know what they should be doing with the C players. How are they coaching the B players? And how are they going out and finding more A players in their organization? Second quick thing I'd say is a tool that I use with my clients that everybody has access to out on my website is a tool called the Four Decisions Assessment. It's a 40-question online assessment that helps you assess your business from those four areas I mentioned earlier where companies typically make mistakes: people, strategy, execution, and cash. And if you take that assessment, and I always recommend a leadership team takes the assessment. It's not the entire organization, but it is the leadership team. You take that assessment, it's a great way to find out where your key areas for opportunities are within those areas of people, strategy, execution, and cash. So if people go to my website at performance-breakthrough.com and they click on resources, they'll see the ability to take that four decisions assessment, and I think that'd be a great starting point.
Well, certainly has been good to have had you, and I'm certainly looking forward to checking out your book as well. And speaking of your book, where is the best place folks can pick up your book?
They could pick up the book on Amazon. If you just search on Amazon for Performance Breakthrough or Performance Breakthrough, the Four Secrets of Passionate Organizations, you could buy it there. You could also check it. I have a website for my business, which I mentioned earlier, which is performance-breakthrough.com. And then I have a website specific to the book where you can find out more about it, look at some case studies, look at some best practices. There's a workbook out there, and that website is passionateorganizations.com.
Mike, once again, thanks for your time and thanks for spending a moment with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much. It's been great.
And you're certainly welcome to come back anytime. We've been speaking with Mike Goldman, a nationally recognized speaker, consultant, and author of the book Performance Breakthrough, The Four Secrets of Passionate Organizations. Mike has over 25 years of experience consulting and coaching companies from the local entrepreneur to the Fortune 500. And once again, the website of reference is performance-breakthrough.com. EPN.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.